there's a lot of things that happen around this time of year. There's a lot of things getting geared up, and people are getting geared up. And so one of the things that happens here at Cheyenne Brean is a lot of our ministries are getting geared up, and we're kicking off a lot of our ministries. So everything from Awana ministry to youth group to other things like that are getting going. And some of our grow groups that maybe haven't been meeting over the summer are getting started. And so one of the things that we're doing this morning, and this is kind of an annual thing that we've done a few different years, is we're having a ministry fair to help people get connected and find out ways to get plugged into to church, to get connected with other people, and opportunities to serve. And so I'll be talking about kind of a biblical perspective on why we see this as so important for doing this, but then I'll give some instruction on what we're going to do and how we take advantage of this time together. And there's also going to be a ministry spotlight to kind of hear from some of the people that are representing different ministries. So we got our work cut out for us this morning. So the other thing that we usually do is a greeting time, but one of the things that we're going to be doing is we're going to have kind of an extended greeting time. You're going to be able to mingle around and connect with people, and so this morning is going to look a little bit different. So to kind of move us forward into some things, I have a passage of scripture that I'm going to pull up here, or maybe not. There we go, 1 Peter. So kind of the biblical perspective of why are we doing this? Why are we taking time out of a service to actually help people connect with ministries and get people plugged in and opportunities to serve? Well, here's that biblical framework that I'm looking at. 1 Peter 4, and I'm going to read a little bit before that. 4:7-11 says this. Peter says, the end of all things is at hand. There's an urgency. There's a time frame. There's something coming up. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled, sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. So the end of all things is at hand, and I'm supposed to have a mindset that helps me to be able to pray and to engage with what's happening, right? Above all, keep loving one another earnestly. So not only is the end of all things at hand and I need to have a mindset that helps me pray, I also need to have a mindset that helps me love other people and be mindful of other people around me. I'm not just trying to keep out looking out for number one here. I'm trying to look out for others and love people. So he says, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Sometimes that's hard. As each of us has received a gift, now listen to this. As each of us has received a gift, use it to serve one another. As good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one speaking the oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that, here's his reason why, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Why is it that we take an entire time this morning to help you understand opportunities to serve? Well, one of the things that scripture tells us, man, as each one has received a gift, if you've trusted Jesus this morning, you've been gifted. You've been blessed by the Holy Spirit indwelling you, and you now have gifts that can be a blessing to other people. You can use those gifts to serve other people, to love other people, and it's not so that you get all of this credit. It's actually so that what? So that God may be glorified through Christ Jesus and his work that he's done in you. And so why are we taking time this morning to do something like this, to connect people with ministries, to find opportunities to serve? Well, as each of us have received a gift, we're to use it to serve one another as stewards of God's very grace. His grace has come to us, and we want to just shower that on other people. We've received so much. Thank you, Jesus, and just give it to others. And so we want to give opportunities for you to connect with ministries this morning and find out ways to get plugged in, to get to know people. Because did you notice one of the other things that happened on there? Keep loving one another. We're to connect with one another. We're to serve and serve with one another. All of this happens for this one thing that I'll be talking about at Cheyenne Berean, what we're trying to accomplish in this next slide. We summarize it in three words: gather, grow, go. Well, what do we mean by that? We aim to joyfully gather around Jesus. Whether you're meeting in a small group, whether it's a children's ministry, we want people to come around the focus of that, kind of like a fire. We were just up camping. You gather around a fire. It's warm, and it's just mesmerizing. Jesus is the focus of the groups. That's what we're trying to do here as a church. Even this morning, it's going to look different, but Jesus is the focus. To collectively grow more like Jesus. Our aim isn't just to stay the same. Jesus loves us for who we are, but the reality is, he doesn't want to leave us that way. He wants to help us become more and more like his son. And how does that happen? It happens as I start rubbing shoulders with other people. This doesn't just happen through podcasts. This happens as I interact with other people and I have to learn, wow, man, I'm kind of a selfish guy. I need to learn to love a little bit. Happens really well in family context sometimes. I find out how selfish I really am in the morning when I'm going to make the coffee. And that last part is to courageously go making Jesus known to others. All of this happens simultaneously. And that's our heart, and you're going to hear about that this morning. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to invite some people to come on up to the stage with me. We want to give a brief ministry spotlight. Now, let's give some of these people a hand. I need Jim to come up. Rachel, Brady, Brad, Heidi, Mike, Tristan, Brandon, and Josh. That's me. Yeah, give them a hand. So each of these folks represent different ministries here at Cheyenne Berean. Now, here's the challenge for them this morning. I gave them a very specific challenge, and we're going to do this alphabetical so that there's like, I'm not picking on anyone or anything. So Jim, come on up front and center right here. So, not alphabetical by name, by ministry. How about that?
That's great.
All right. Okay. So this is Jim, and he's representing our capital campaign team. And so I'm going to give him 60 seconds to actually give a brief spotlight of if you want to go to his table, maybe some things that you might find out from him, and 60 seconds starting now.
Oh, so hard to go fast. Okay, here we go. We're this nondescript table down here where there's no fun. It's all business, right? We're talking about fixing this building, fixing things like the roof, installing new windows, and keeping the building healthy so our congregation has a good place to meet. We also have a goal of setting us on to a disciplined financial pathway to remove debt from the church. So we kind of have a two-pronged goal in what we're doing in this capital campaign. We have a great team. My dad, who provides some leadership, Tom Johnson, and some experience. My older, less strong brother, who provides some accounting expertise. Steve Shaw is here today, too, has a career's worth of HVAC knowledge to help us because heating and cooling is a big part of our repairs. And then Sam Tortorich is helping. He's got some lawyer background. He's helping us with some of the work as well. And then I'm just a soft-handed IT guy, so I give some project management expertise. So we'll be right down here, and happy to answer questions about what the goals are. And what you can see coming up next is window replacement. We've secured that bid. We have it contracted. It's ready to go. Next up is roof, and we're getting close to providing you a financial update on the roof. So thank you.
Wow. All right. All right, Rachel. All right, we have Rachel with Children's Ministry. Your 60-second spotlight starts now.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm with Children's Ministry. Come stop by our table if you're new or if you are experienced and have more children. Or even if you don't have children and you'd like to get involved or see what we're doing, come grab one of these flyers. Berean Kids exists to provide a safe and fun place for kids to gather, grow, and go. So they are growing in knowledge and understanding of God, and they are going to their neighbors in the city of Cheyenne and into the ends of the earth. So there are two different big ministries that we do. One is on Sunday mornings, and one is on Monday evenings. We have switched our Awana date from Wednesdays to Mondays. So come over and check it out and find out more.
Oh, man, even with time to spare. Oh, my goodness. There we go. All right. Yeah. Brady, come on over. And no, you don't get the extra time, Brandon. Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Brady, go for it.
My name is Brady Cohn. I'm the Grow Group Director here. We have a whole variety of Grow Groups we'd love to get you guys connected with. We have several Grow Groups that are sermon-based, and so what we do in those groups is we go over the Sunday sermon, and we really talk about what is God teaching us, how can we connect what we're learning in our head to what's going on in our heart, how can we walk along beside each other in community as we just process what God is teaching us. We also have some Bible study-based groups. We have Financial Peace University. Michelle leads Sunday Sunday night sisters, a women's group. We have a Saturday morning men's breakfast. So we have a whole variety of groups where you guys can get connected, have community, give you guys a place where you can just really grow in your faith and apply what you're learning to your life. So come up to this table right here. You don't have to know which group you want to be a part of. Just come and we'll give you more information. We can try to connect you with the right group that just really fits your life and where you need right now.
Perfect. Let's give him a hand. Good job. 1 minute goes by fast, folks. These people have a big task. Brad, come on up. And there's some chimes in the background. There we go. Okay. Your minute starts.
Good morning. My name's Brad Brooks, and I happen to serve here on the mission team. And one of the things that we feel strongly here about at Cheyenne Berean is outreach. So outreach, everybody's aware, we go globally, regionally, and local. Local, some of the opportunities you're going to see at the back table here are CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, Family Promise. Regionally, some of the things we do are at Maranatha Camp. There's going to be opportunities there on the backboard in the back hallway. You can see where there is projects for August, September. If that's of interest to you, we're going to take some groups there. And then our big outreach this next year is going to be Colombia. So we're going to go to Colombia in 2020. So what I ask everybody is, you know, sometimes it's very comfortable for us to stay in our comfort zone, but let's make 2020 that year where maybe we do something a little crazy, all right? So I encourage you to come see us at those tables if you're interested in that ministry.
Perfect. Thank you. My lovely bride.
Good morning. I'm Heidi Neiswanger.
There we go.
I get to talk to you about the support ministries. There are six different ministries back there. So if you guys turn around, it's to the left of the sanctuary, and there are six different ministries back there. Everything from getting involved in prayer to hospitality to greeting to ushering and one more.
Meals
and coffee. So any of those are back there. Come and visit us about all of that. What I love about the support ministries is it is a little touch, just a greet, and then it makes a huge impact. So come and visit us back there.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yes. Mike is wired, so...
Literally.
But not coffee, but he'll talk to you a little bit more about that.
Well, my section back there is called Wired. Part of wiring is connection, and I can help you get connected with the CCB database, the Church Community Builder. Part of that database covers everything from the children's check-in, children's ministries, focus group. Everything is in our database, even as giving statements. Your giving statement you can pull directly from the database and know exactly where you're at in your giving. One of the benefits is the fact that once you registered in there, you can put in your name, your phone number, your email address. So when we're looking to contact somebody, we can text you, we can call you, send you an email. Even our phone tree, the data is pulled from the CCB. So if you're not wired, come see me and I'll get you connected.
Man, time to spare. Good job. All right. I got off my... You were so quick. Brandon, right here. Yeah.
Not worship.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, let me go.
No.
We were just arguing about the alphabet.
There is W-X-Y. An order. Yeah, there is an order to things.
Okay.
I am...
Anyways.
I don't know my alphabet.
Thank you. Neither
before,
do we, so who cares?
Why before W?
I'm Tristan Gordier, one of the worship leaders here. I co-lead this with Nolan Brazington. I struggle with saying worship team a lot because the heart of this group is not that you start worship when we sing and you stop worship when we stop. Worship just continues. Continues through the week, continues through the morning, continues as we listen to Josh. We are always praising. So the invite from us today is just if you have musical abilities, and we do get kind of strict sometimes. If you have musical talents, if you want to grow in that, if you can sing, if you can play an instrument, if you can do something with computers and tech, come and talk to us. There's a lot of bribery happening up here. We have a 500 rupee sign-on bonus. Is that like $5?
I think
I'm
so.
Willing to fork that out.
I'd have to ask Tony.
But anyways, come talk to us.
Lower.
One other thing I want to mention is that I am kind of looking for somebody that can administrate scheduling and putting songs in the system that we use and just getting the stages prepped. So if you don't have a music ability, you don't think, but you have an administrative gift and would like to get involved with this team, come and talk to me as well.
Perfect. Now you. Sorry. Long anticipated.
I'd like to point out that he didn't put a timer on for Tristan, but he pulled the timer back out for me.
Yeah. There's a reason. There's a reason.
My name's Brandon. I'm going to talk about two tables real quick. First one is youth ministry table up here. So if you are a student between 6th grade and 12th grade, we'd love to get to know you and get involved. Basically what that is, we meet on Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 8:30. Just study God's word. This year we'll be really going to be focusing on what it means to be living out our faith. And so we talk a lot about that with kids and trying to do more proactive and active things in the community just to share our faith with people. The other thing that I have also too, because it never got mentioned, is I am also teaching the Discover CBC class. Mm-hmm. And so if you are new here or just want to know more about Bereans, you Googled us and you found something about head coverings that's not us. I just want to clarify those things. And so I have a table back there. We'll be teaching a class three times over the next coming year. The first one coming up in September, but would love to just have a class that's oriented to get to know us more, get to know some of our doctrine and some of the things that make us distinct.
That was two for one. That's a big round of applause right there. That was actually really good. I'm going to go ahead and let you all start making your way to your tables right now. But before we dismiss everyone, just some final instructions real quick. So here's with my chime going. Love it. So here's the last things. What now? So what are we working on now? I have a slide. Oh, yeah, it's already up. Man, Ty's on it. So what now? What are we going to be doing? So next step is this. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to get up. You're going to stand up. You're going to be able to move around the sanctuary. If you need coffee, Brady and the crew from coffee have coffee going. So if you need more of that, sometimes it's just easier to have a conversation with a cup in your hand. Go grab it if you need it. But discover, visit the tables, go around from table to table, learn about those different ministries, talk to the leaders, find out what they're doing. Even if it's a ministry that you're not going to be necessarily going and getting involved in, I still encourage you to go visit the table. Well, why? What's important? Well, you can engage. You can start praying for those leaders. Maybe you're not going to be involved. Maybe you don't have kids for children's ministry, but you can pray for the leaders that are involved in there. Well, what all happens so that I know on a weekly basis, man, I want to pray on Mondays now that Awana is happening on Monday. Or you want to pray for youth group and when they're happening on Wednesdays. And you find out more information about those ministries. That helps you love one another, right? And that's the purpose that we're getting together this morning. So engage, pray for the leaders and participants, support their ministries. Maybe you want to get involved in that ministry. Maybe there's something you can give. Maybe it's not your time, but maybe you want to bring cookies or something like that for the youth staff when they meet, or a meal. Brandon will not turn that down, I don't think. So yeah, there we go. And then the other thing is just connect with other people. That's what we're doing this morning. Connect with people, pray for one another, and connect with each other, and enlist. Sign up for ministries. There's opportunity to say, I'm interested, I want to be involved. Last thing, important information. Are your kids with you? Cool, that's fine. Engage them in the process. Let them know what you're doing. Saying, hey, we're going around to visit different ministries. We're going to pray for ministries. This is just kind of what we do as a Christian. That's fine. Walk with them. Children's Church volunteers will be finishing at 11:30. Now, here's the thing. We won't close shop here at 11:30, but if you have kids in there, need to go get your kids, because our workers will be leaving the building. No, I'm kidding. They won't be leaving the building. But we at least want to give them time to maybe come in. We'll have people still at the tables for a little bit. Go get your kids. You can bring them back in. There'll be some treats left over and things like that to enjoy and take advantage of. Last thing, fellowship is welcome. Please talk to one another. Pray with one another. Engage with one another. And lastly, the picnic is tonight, from 4 to 8, and it's at Romero Park, and I think I spelled it wrong. Parsley. It's parsley. So that's my error up there. It's on parsley. So if you take a picture, you're not going to be able to find that one. But it is at Romero Park tonight, 4 to 8. We'd love to have you join us. Woo! A lot of words, right? All right. So here's what we're going to do. Go ahead and stand with me. I'm just going to pray. And we're going to release one another to connect with the different ministries here this morning. Father, thank you so much. Thank you that you have gifted people by your Holy Spirit, and you've given them gifts and gifts that they can use to be a blessing to other people. And thank you so much for that. Thank you that we get to be a blessing. You involve people in what you're doing. Thank you so much for that. God, we're thankful for what you're doing here at Cheyenne Bree and how you're gathering people and growing people, and people are going and taking the message of Jesus to their neighborhoods, to the region, and to the rest of the world. Jesus, be with us this morning. We want to glorify you. Thank you for this time. Amen. Last note is I will dismiss us closer to the end and just let people know that we're done. Enjoy your time this morning.